Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
5, 6, 7, 8. We are back in the studio. Daddy gang, fathers, sons.
This is your founding fathers.
I love that one.
Yeah.
It's your founding fathers back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy, presented by Barstool Sports.
Before we get into it,
I'm so excited.
Guys, they thought we could never.
They thought that it was too raunchy. Mm-hmm. They thought it was too sexual.
They thought our podcast was too explicit to ever.
We could never land a goddamn sponsor.
But here we are.
Baby, today, we made it.
Today, telling you.
Holy shit, guys. We got a sponsor. And again, we just want to reiterate, that was not English. We want to reiterate, we would never endorse something that we don't fully support. We fully understand bitches get UTIs.
Uties. They get them all day, every day. Every time they fuck, it's just a thing.
And fuck the cranberry.
No, that is such a myth, you guys. Cranberry juice, cranberry anything. I know they have like cranberry pills. It doesn't work.
Yeah, fuck the cranberry pills. I was on a soccer team in college, and every single goddamn day we would show up for practice, one girl was bound to walk in and be like, I've got a fucking UTI. 1 in 5 women get UTIs.
Yeah.
So,
Eucora, it's like this little packet. You're going to put it in some water, shake it up, mix it up, and drink it after you have sex, and it's going to prevent any UTI that was about to happen. I've never heard of something like this.
Me either. It's like
medical advances, people.
I know.
For all the hoes, including me.
Actually, so the product is called Eucora. Eucora. It's made from natural ingredients. It is basically right after sex when the bacteria just entered your body. Mm-hmm. You can just take it and you're clear almost.
Right. Imagine if a guy did this for you. Well, if a guy actually gave you a water bottle, it's probably crushed up plan B, but you don't need to get into that.
Wait, actually, this is pretty dope. Yeah, I guess this is for all the boyfriends out there. You should buy this and have it ready. Can you imagine how romantic that is?
I think that's the cutest thing ever. I would be like, this is husband material.
If he had a little bottle ready for you, he's like, here you go, babe.
I'm crying right now. I'm married right now to whatever guy.
Hands me a thing so I don't
get can't believe I'm taken.
And then, so girls, guys, if you want to hook your girlfriend up with this, or two, ladies, if you're trying to prevent no more UTIs.
You guys, break free from the endless cycle of UTIs and all the antibiotics that people take to prevent them. This is a natural remedy, baby.
That was beautiful the way you just said that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're giving you guys 30% off. You're going to go to eucora.com/daddy. Again, that's eucora.com/daddy, and you're gonna get 30% off.
30% off, guys. Let's ban these UTIs forever.
Yes.
And men, it's your stinky wieners giving them out. So fucking get your girl this.
So order this. So Eucora, guys. Okay. You sound great. Sophia's sick.
The fact that was the first thing that you had to bring up.
This whole morning we woke up and Sophia's like, how am I going to get through the podcast? Like, I sound so bad, but I think you low-key love it. You're like, I sound like a Scarlett Johansson.
Right, like a little raspy voice. I think it's kind of sexy, but...
I think you're giving yourself too much credit. When you have a cold, it's hard. It's like really hard to suck dick.
Okay. I thought you were going to say it's hard to breathe, hard to hear,
hard to get through
your day. You're like, hard to suck a dick.
Well, I would equivalent. Is that? I'm quitting. Can I speak English today?
Equivalent.
I would. What's the word? I would equate having a cold and sucking dick to give it if you have like
cotton mouth. Yeah,
you read my mind.
I just
little
know you so
stoner.
Well.
Don't you agree?
I mean,
no. Okay, this is the thing. When you have a cold and you're trying to suck dick, it's like you can't really breathe. So you have to try to breathe out of your mouth.
Right.
But you can't because there's a dick down there.
Yeah. Do you have any tips or tricks?
Oh, I would try just to really hawk on the dick.
Honestly,
almost.
Honestly, though, does a guy want you sucking his dick if you have a cold?
A guy will literally... Are you kidding me, Sophia? He will literally have you suck his dick no matter what.
I know.
No matter what state you're in. You're like foaming at the mouth.
Mid-sentence. Yeah, you guys. So I was on straight vacay mode.
I know guys, the line you're trying to say, so just say
hold
it.
Hold on, guys. I went from vacay mode to straight sicko mode.
I fucking hate you. She has been waiting to say that line literally since last night. Sophia's like, how genius. I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever said. It's fine. Sophia and I have this thing. I think we've talked about it on a past episode. You and I literally size up any guy.
Any guy.
It doesn't matter who. The mailman. The man making our
sandwich. I know the size of every single guy's dick in this office, and I've never seen it with my own two eyes, but I know.
You know.
Every single person.
Every single man that mm-hmm. Sophia and I see, whether we're attracted to them or we're not,
no.
We are always like, okay, he has a huge wiener.
The other day, I was like, that guy has a swinging pendulum in between his legs. I want to die that I called it that.
Or we're like, baby carrot versus swinging pendulum. Which yeah. one is it? And then we always, or there's like a guy in the middle. But we size up every guy. So every guy in the Barstool office, is that sexual harassment if we say that we've talked about every single one of your dicks? Maybe we should have our producer cut that out.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Maybe we shouldn't.
But not. But I literally did it the other day. Like, I was at the resort, Mar del Cabo. Shout out. They're not paying me for this. It was amazing in Mexico. And the guy that was, like, cleaning our room, I thought, I'm, like, so used to being with you all the time. I, like, said it to my mom, and my mom was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, Mom, he's huge. My mom's like, please leave me alone.
Dude. Okay, so I guess we can get into this episode. But before we start, first of all, if you are new mm-hmm. listening to Call Her Daddy, Sophia and I were thinking about this the other day. Our podcast is kind of interesting that you really should start from episode one and then listen on, like in chronological order.
Right. And I also think that we hit so many freaking topics in just one episode. Gosh. Like sometimes you guys will write in questions and we're like, that's a great question. We actually like answered that in a previous episode.
For sure. So if you guys are new, literally click out of this and go and listen to episode one and then on, because we start to use lingo throughout that will make sense if you've heard.
Right.
Like when people are like, oh my God, what do I do about, you know, if I queef? I'm like, oh, baby girl.
Episode 10.
Go. We tell you what to do if you queef and how to make it hot. So.
Yes. All right. You know
I want to do a drum roll. Oh, shit. Oh. Sophia is about. Give it to me.
Okay.
I'm
you
shaking.
Guys may be aware, because if you type my name into Google, one of the first things that shows up is my mugshot, and I'm not proud of it. I
Dude,
think I said that a
before you
times.
Go on, you with what? Your mugshot, Sophia thinks she looks fucking gross in her mugshot. That
I
she was
terrifying. Okay, for, it was like 12 hours after my arrest.
No, let me say this. For a mugshot, you actually look pretty fucking hot. Like you,
don't.
Dude.
I will never believe you. I look at that picture and I cringe.
So you guys tried to get it taken down.
I begged our lawyer for 3 hours. I was like, who do I have to pay to get it taken down? And there were these guys that were throwing the mugshots up, and now they're both in jail, but they were letting people pay them. And then they would take the mugshots down.
And you were really
trying to sell.
And
they were like making a business. And I'm like, how do I get a hold of someone in prison? Because I'm sending him $1,000 check.
But I was like, you look hot. Okay.
I really don't, but whatever.
What episode do you talk about the arrest?
It's episode 6.
Okay.
It's a pretty crazy story.
Yes.
Just what I talked about.
Yeah.
There are layers to this shit, people. And it wasn't like the drunk tank that you guys are assuming. It was full on jail. I had to wear the orange jumpsuit. I had to bend over and cough.
That's
going to
turn some people on, Sophia. Calm down.
It was like a full jail experience.
Okay, so what happened over break?
All right. I was talking to my friend, and he reminded me of a huge plot line in that story. When I was arrested, I went home after, you know, a day or two in jail. That sounds so crazy.
Like an actual degenerate. I know. Like our boss is going to hear this episode and be like, who the fuck?
Okay.
A convict on our hands. Okay, keep going.
I get home and my phone is blowing up. And everyone is like, what the hell? Like, why were you arrested? And I just, like, I didn't really realize, like, so many people knew.
Okay.
I just, like, brushed it off. And I was like, maybe, like, they just heard from word of mouth. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I walk into work. And my mugshot has been printed 50 times. And my mugshot was plastered all over the office. All over.
Wait, like as a joke?
Like they thought it was the most hilarious thing. I opened up my desk drawer and my mugshot was in there. Like it was everywhere. People thought it was like hilarious.
Wait. How the fuck did they get
that? I was like, what the hell? Like who? Like how did this happen?
Right.
This is the thing, you guys. Have you heard of Busted Magazine?
No.
I don't know if this was a Utah thing or what. Busted Magazine was this, like, super cheap, it, like, cost a dollar, just newspaper that was printed every week. And it would have everyone that had been arrested the week prior in it. It would have their mugshot and then what they were in there for. And it was, like, so fucked up to the point, like, there were games in there where you would, like, match someone to, like, what crime they did.
Wait, what?
I'm not even kidding. Now it's illegal. Now it's illegal because, like, think about it. There are people that are arrested that are really innocent, and you are innocent until proven guilty.
Wait, and you were in it?
I was the front page. My picture took up the entire front page. And if you guys want, I will just find it in my soul to post it.
This is the first time I'm hearing this, guys.
No, I have a picture of it. The magazine was my face blown up. And then there were like maybe six other people with little teeny tiny mugshot pictures around mine.
You were on a magazine cover.
It was like the equivalent of Cover Girl.
But busted. Wait, what the
fuck?
So
what happened is like, and it is at every 7-Eleven, every Maverick, every gas station, and it's sitting there just on like the place, like the register.
And it's your face.
And so people, like I remember this guy named Kevin I worked with, and like this other person I went to school with, they were like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah,
and they were like, I saw you on this magazine. I'm like, what do you mean, what did I do? Because if you listen to episode 6, you guys, this was all over an underage drinking ticket, which is insane.
Right. Meanwhile, you look like America's Most Wanted on the fucking cover of a magazine.
Yes, you guys, this is what took it up another notch.
Oh,
as if it wasn't crazy enough already. They wrote underneath my mugshot that I was in jail for forgery.
Wait, what?
For forgery. And I was like, what in the hell? And it was because I had a fake ID that had my name, Sophia Franklin, and my picture, but it like lied about my age, saying I was 21. So like all these people are like, Sophia, like, are you like forging checks? Like, what happened to you?
Oh my God. And you're like, I got an underage.
I'm like, I was drinking, trying to get into a bar.
Meanwhile, it literally looks like you are conning the United States.
Yes, it was the craziest thing. Like, people thought I was a full-on criminal.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Jesus Christ. So, guys, I'm going to try to find this picture.
Wait,
it's really out of control.
We need to post it. I cannot believe you were on the front cover of a magazine.
The front cover blown up. And it was like, dude, all of my friends went and bought every single copy they could get their hands on. And like, I wasn't able to like live it down for like weeks.
Do you think
that
if we put that magazine cover on a t-shirt and sold it for merch, would it be our highest seller? Yes. I would wear that. I want a pillowcase of that. I want a banner.
You know what's so ridiculous is I wanted to draw zero attention to the mugshot, and here I fucking am.
I know. Dude, but it is kind of cool that people can just Google it and look at it.
It's really
like, this
not
shit is
cool
real.
At all. Okay.
So that's Sophia's arrest story.
Yes.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah,
I appreciate you for sharing this.
Thank you, Alex. I'm making you a lot of money, bitch. Just kidding.
Okay.
So I went on my trip.
Right.
I took some pictures.
Yes. Beautiful hot pics.
Thank you. Yours as well.
Thank you.
And I threw them up on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I came home and I was chilling with Alex. And she brought up the page.
The page.
Alex, what is the page?
You know, guys, someone out there, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, they made an Instagram page.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm not going to actually say the name because I don't want to give publicity, but they made an Instagram page of Sophia and my feet. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? It's just zoomed in off our feet.
Right.
That's it.
I come home. I'm like sitting on the couch and Alex was like, oh yeah, like the foot page was updated and like your feet are on there. And I was like, excuse me.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, did you see the new pics? Did you see?
No. You know what? When that page was first created, my fucking brother said that he messaged the person in charge of the foot page and was like, I'm going to get like pictures of Sophia's feet when she's not looking and send it to you for money. My own brother, my own blood.
Your own blood is literally, like, we solicit nudes. He's soliciting feet pics for money. He's a fucking hustler. That's low-key genius. Why have we still not sold our feet pictures? I don't know.
You know what, Alex? The foot fetish thing, like, have you ever, like, encountered that firsthand?
Okay, so this is actually a great topic. We've had so many people ask us about foot fetishes. So when I was a young thug, imagine a young Jesus.
I just spit out my water. What?
I know, I saw you drinking. Okay, when I was
Please don't ever say those three words again.
When I was young and getting it, my freshman year of high school, little baby Alex, and I started dating this guy. He was a senior. He kind of scared the shit out of me because I knew he was way more advanced than me. I had never had sex yet. I was, like, so innocent. I played soccer. I would have games. And he would text me after and be like, hey, like, joking, asking me to send him pictures of my feet. Which, like, in my soccer days, guys, like,
your feet were gross.
Right, your feet are cute.
Like, yeah, you're wearing, like, super tight cleats.
Right, and, like, you can get, like, blisters and, like, your feet are fucked up. And so he would ask me for pictures of my feet.
Okay, but that's the thing is that guys with a foot fetish, that's what they fucking love.
Like, they want them sweaty and gross.
Sweaty, gross, dirty, smelly. Like, I think that's part of the, like,
isn't
attraction.
Isn't that so fucking crazy? Because when I was younger and I would initially think of that, I would be like, holy shit, I feel like guys that have foot fetishes would want, like, the feet to be, like, perfect.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But I guess
but
not.
Okay, but then don't they also love, like, when you get a fresh pedicure?
So maybe there are different kind of foot fetish guys.
We
some
need
like
to
them
find someone. Actually, don't fucking say that.
Yeah.
That page is going to come at us harder than they ever have.
So I guess we don't know. Like, I guess maybe some foot fetish guys are so into, like, the nasty, sweaty.
So did you send him the pictures or no?
So I never sent them. And then we went to hook up and I'm like, ooh, like, maybe he's going to finger me. Like, maybe it's going to go down. Like, maybe this is the time.
Yeah.
So he starts going down and I'm like, oh, wait, maybe he's going to eat me out. And then he just keeps going south and then south and then south. And he gets to my toes. And he took off my fucking socks.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
it's
was...
It's like the equivalent of taking off underwear.
Right?
He's like, woo!
He slipped off my panties. He slipped off my socks.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I, like, freaked out. I was so immature at the time. I was like, I can't. And I just, like, got up. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot I had class and I ran out. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Have you ever had someone suck your toesies?
You know what?
Your titties?
I remember I was hooking up with this guy, and he would love to start off by, like, licking my toes, and, like, he would put, like, my entire big toe into his mouth, which I have a tiny big toe, but... Okay, I'm getting descriptive about the feet.
Sophia, do not describe your feet ever on this fucking podcast, because every guy just whipped their wiener out.
Put those chubs away right now. But
every guy just got hard.
Yeah, he would, like, lick and, like, I mean, it's not my thing, but do you think it would be a deal breaker for you?
Well, okay, let's say you have the full package man and he has a foot fetish. Let's say Brad Pitt wants to fuck Alex Cooper. So
that'll never happen.
That would absolutely happen. And then, like, what if he had a foot fetish? I feel like it's not a deal breaker.
No, I don't think so either.
There are much worse fetishes in the world.
The shit fetish.
Oh my God.
You were telling me about a story and I did not believe
what
you were trying to tell
me. Okay, here we go. So I saw this on the internet. So there was a girl. She met this guy on Tinder and he invited her over to his house to, like, cook her a meal. So they have the meal and afterward she's like, all of a sudden I was overcome with an explosion inside me. Like, I needed to let it out. And she's like,
God,
I needed to literally shit my pants. So she was like, I need to use your bathroom. And immediately he was like, oh, hold on, let me go freshen up my bathroom. Which, what guy?
He probably had, like, pubes all over the toilet and had to, like, brush them
off. But, like, what guy actually gives a shit? So she's like, okay, so she's waiting, and he's still in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I'm clenching my butthole.
Oh, my God. She
shit herself.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
Like, literally explosion. And so she exploded. And so he comes out, and she's just sitting there, and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I literally just shit myself. And she said that he was so calm and he was like, don't worry, please. Like, do not even feel embarrassed. Like, it's fine. Like, I will give you an extra set of clothes. You can take a shower. Like, you're good. I have like a plastic bag you can put your clothes in. So, like, okay, that's like pretty chill of a guy. Yeah. Like, wow. But
I mean, if I was the girl, I'd run for the
hills. I would be gone. Oh. So she goes and she showers and she puts on his clothes and she like opens the door and he is holding her pants and literally smelling and wiping her shit all over his face. And she was like, what the fuck is going on? And he ended up telling her, like, being honest, and was like, I have this huge fetish of like when girls poop. Yeah. And I put laxatives in your food. And he knew it was gonna happen. That's why he went and he closed himself in the bathroom so she couldn't shit. What the fuck, dude?
Wait, that's
like rapey. That's like putting a roofie in there.
That's really, really scary. But also, like, we're not shitting
on the lovers of shitters. Oh, it's
but
a good
no.
day.
I was about to say we're not talking shit. Okay, what's not shit?
We're not talking badly.
Bad, we're not judging anyone that's into it, but I really can't wrap my brain around that because I know it's a thing. And I think it's more common than we think it is.
Well, okay, before we get more into that, what would you even do in that? First of all, that girl, homegirl, you make up the biggest lie and you get the fuck out of there. Like, you leave. The fact that she just sat there and shit herself.
Honestly, I would either run, or if he was like, I need to freshen up the bathroom, I'd be like, no, you fucking don't.
No, you don't.
Move
punch
to the side.
The skull. Get the fuck
like,
out of my way.
That story that I've like seen, it like went viral, and a girl dropped the kids off. She dropped one kid off
at the pool.
At the pool, one little poop, one little log in the toilet, and the toilet wouldn't flush. Would you leave it in there or pick it up, wrap it in toilet paper, and put it in your purse like she did?
What do you think I would do? That shit is going in my Tory Burch purse, and we are booking it out of there.
I think that I would.
Pick it up
with toilet paper, wrap it up, and put it in my purse, which is like so sick.
What else do you do in that?
I really think the normal thing to would be to leave it in there. I think a lot of girls would pick it up.
Absolutely. But then it would start to smell. Okay, yeah, okay, no, we got to get off this topic. Guys are like, stop. Okay, I know last night you had mentioned
Blumpkins.
Yes. How do you feel about Blumpkins, Sophia? How many Blumpkins have you given in your life? Let's go.
I just remember being in high school and doing them all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I just remember being in high school and like calling your friend a Blumpkin, and like it was the funniest term.
Yeah, because you're immature.
It is a thing. I mean, not much has changed. Like, I'm still immature, Blumpkin thing. I'm still immature. But imagine, if you guys don't know what a Blumpkin is, a guy is going to the bathroom, number two, and you are giving him a blowjob during.
Yeah.
What if, Alex, please picture this, you're doing it, and he, like, a log falls down, and, like, water splashes onto your face while you're doing it.
Dude. Extra lube.
Everything on Call of Daddy is just extra lube.
Like, your tears, extra lube. Your throw up, if you throw up on his dick, extra lube. If
toilet
shit,
water, extra lube.
Ew. No, I mean, I have never in my life given one. I don't think that's something I aspire to do. I don't know. Maybe there. What is it about guys that like that?
I guess the sensation, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that one a deal breaker?
That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
I'm not into that shit.
Okay.
What about the tickle fetish?
Okay. I brought this up to Alex.
I had no fucking idea.
Yeah. And it's like pretty common. We were just like watching previews, and then this documentary preview came on, and it was literally these teenage boys were like being told they would get paid like $2,000 or get a car to just film these segments where they would hold each other down or like chain each other up and then just like tickle them. Okay.
That's like kind of creepy.
It is. But it is totally a thing. Like, this, it's a tickle fetish. It's usually someone's restrained and someone's on top of them tickling them.
And then like people watch it as porn and like get off to it.
I think so.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. The documentary is called Tickled. Just watch the preview and you guys will be like, what in the hell is happening?
Well, because I had never heard of
I've seen, you know what? She's trying to pretend that this hasn't happened to her, but I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, you held me down and tickled me? What? In my sleep?
It's like when girls go get a pedicure. You've never heard, like, girls will go and get a pedicure, and you know when they have to do the bottom of your feet, and it's so ticklish, and you're freaking out.
Right, they're, like, scrubbing the bottom
right.
of your foot.
And I've seen Alex, and I've seen her have an orgasm, but I just
really? Oh, you've seen me. Like, my panties get super every time. Every time I go get my nails done, my toes, and I'm just orgasming.
Yeah, but have you ever heard, like, girls can have orgasms by the sensation of the bottom of their feet being tickled?
No.
Okay.
But maybe you know something and you've experienced something I don't.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you can't get your woman off with the cooch gobbler... Again, that's another
past
episode.
Throw in a tickle
episode.
On the bottom yeah. of her foot during. If you can eat her out while also tickling the bottom of her feet.
What if you have her raise up a leg, one hand is tickling the bottom and one hand is eating her out. Dude,
wait,
are we on to something?
I kind of want to try that and I'm not even joking.
Let's try it tonight. Okay, so that's the tickle fetish.
Okay, this is going to be the last fetish, but we have to talk about it.
Okay.
There's just no way we can't.
It kind of freaks me out.
I don't know. I swear, like, I was watching a series where they were, like, showcasing fetishes because I brought all this shit up to you, and you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Sophia knows all these fetishes. I'm like, is this what you're into?
No.
Each of these.
No.
You love getting shit on your chest. Don't lie to me.
Dubai is my second home. Okay, but for real, it's adults dressing up as babies.
Oh.
There is a place in London that you can go. They have, like, adult diapers. They have, like, a crib you get to sleep in. They have a high chair you get to eat in. And I was reading the article, and it said for $25, you get a diaper change.
Oh, like, what a bargain. What a bargain.
A messy change.
It's a messy change for $25. Everyone, head to London today.
Yes,
it sounds like an ad.
No, but really, adults like to do this. They dress up as babies. I heard it's usually more men than women. And they, like, act like a baby. Like, they regress back into, like, being a baby. They'll, like, talk, like, goo goo gaga, whatever.
I think now the foot fetishes are sounding really fucking good to me. I could never have, like, a Rugrats Tommy Pickles looking ass coming at me with a fucking hard dick, but he's wearing a goddamn diaper.
Rugrats.
And he just hopped off his high chair.
Yeah.
Fuck no. I think that's a deal breaker for me.
That would terrify me a little bit.
No, like,
Alex
issues.
And I will really research this adult baby situation.
Guys,
we'll let you know.
It is quite funny. Like, when we're at Barstool, people will be, like, doing research for their jobs. Like, they have, like, pop culture or they have sports. And Sophia and I are at work and we're, like, playing porn on our... And we're like, ooh, turn down the volume. Because we're like, it's for research purposes.
I swear, I get so self-conscious trying to, like, think about an episode with Alex. Because I'm like, all right. And then he put the dick in her mouth and the dick in her ass. And then
and the kid next to us is trying to write an article. And he's like, can you guys please stop? I'm getting horny.
Yes.
Okay. Well... We want to talk about something that I think is actually really good for women and men.
Yes.
It's called Lola.
Yes.
Sophia, what is Lola?
Lola is an organic company. It's ran by all women.
Yeah.
They have tampons, panty liners, pads.
Yeah.
But aside from that, they just came out with a new sex line.
Yeah.
That's going to change your fucking life, you guys.
Yeah. I think the reason we are backing this is because... A guy can have fucking Nutella on his dick and he's not going to get an infection.
Right.
It's fucking hard for girls. There are so many girls that try different lubes and they get yeast infections because that shit can fuck with your, what is it, like pH balance or whatever inside of you.
Right.
So we want to kind of give you guys an opportunity to get these sex products for you.
And it's so unfair because the girl has to, like, suffer the repercussions of all this stuff
tough.
And then they're out of commission for, like, 2 weeks and you can't have sex with them. So, guys, you should really listen up.
Yeah, they should be buying this shit for their women. So Lola is the company, guys, and
they have a personal lubricant, you guys, that's made without parabens, petrochemicals, glycerin, synthetic flavor or fragrance, which is what irritates girls'
vaginas. I was gonna say the glycerin. I know one of my best friends from college, she was, like, on a mad hunt to find lube that didn't have that because that shit's like sugar, and I guess when it goes into you, that's what, like, yeast feasts on, and that when girls get yeast infections. So, guys, this is basically my new go-to lube.
Yes.
And so we are are giving you guys 40% off all subscriptions.
Huge.
Visit mylola.com.
And enter daddy
when you subscribe.
Yes.
Again, guys, we're supporting this because,
yes,
girls, we need to keep our shit clean.
We need to keep our shit water-based.
Yes.
And enough with all these fucking chemicals that are giving us the good old bacterial infection.
Yeah, because like you said, Sophia, then you're out of commission. So men should really be caring about this too.
They
you don't
should.
Want your girl fucking out of commission
totally.
For a week.
1,000%.
Okay, so a lot of girls have been asking us, I mean, actually guys too. Uh-huh. Guys are actually pretty up there too, about deleting pictures with your ex on Instagram.
Yes.
And it's like the girl, actually one of the girls gave me three options that she wanted to know which we would choose.
Mm-hmm.
She said, number one, should I just keep all the pictures and just like embrace it? Two, should I delete them? Or three, should I keep them and just change the captions?
Alex.
No.
I think we can both agree. You
delete them
that.
All. Delete them all.
Delete it. I know a lot of you guys are like, but it was like a huge part of my
life.
We're still on good terms. No one gives a shit.
Nope.
About
keep it
no
for
one.
Facebook.
Right.
Keep your fucking shit on Facebook. Nobody wants to see that shit on Instagram.
No one cares about your memories or a good time.
Absolutely
in your life.
Not. This is the thing. Guys and girls, listen up.
Mm-hmm.
If you are keeping pictures of your ex on Instagram, the minute the opposite sex goes to your profile, there's one thing, there's two things they see. If they see you with a potential ex or current, one, they could potentially think you're like a slime ass cheater and you're just like trying to DM them and you have an actual girlfriend or boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. And number two, they could look at it and know it's your ex, but be like, okay, so they're clearly so not over that person because they can't delete that shit.
Totally. I would like make that assumption too. And the girl mentioned that she would just change the caption. Like, what are you going to change the caption to? Like, my long lost cousin?
The good old good looking like, cousin of mine.
My stepbrother's half brother's
friend. I sometimes stick my tongue down his throat. No. And I also think you and I always talk about it. Like, you go to a guy's profile and if you see him, even with someone that like looks like a girlfriend.
Even if it is his sister,
if
he doesn't like straight up say, this is my sister, I'm like, I automatically leave the page.
You're done.
I'm like, goodbye.
So daddy gang, officially, everyone is clearing out the pictures of their ex.
Yes.
Like we said, you can keep that shit in your camera roll, keep that shit on Facebook, but it's got to go. Oh, we have to address Facetune. We talked about Facetune last episode. If you haven't listened, go listen.
Yes.
Facetune issue is we addressed in our past episode that we condone Facetune and photoshopping for the ladies. Absolutely make your shit look cute. But there is a line that needs to be drawn when you look literally like a circle of a smudge and just two eyes and a mouth.
We're not trying to put women down.
Absolutely.
That was not what we were trying to do last episode.
We're trying to help you guys out.
Yes.
Because guys notice this shit when you go too far with it. So we had people write in and be like, totally, I have that one friend that Facetunes too much.
Yeah.
People are asking, how the fuck do I tell her that she's doing it too much? And I want to say that I understand girls are very sensitive. And so it's hard to go up to your girlfriend and be like, hey, like you Facetune the shit out of this thing. I know that's not your face.
I feel like I could do that with my friends.
Yeah.
I would straight up tell you, Alex, what the fuck?
You and
like, take that off.
You and I walk out of our rooms. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
But there are some girls, I think, that obviously don't have that.
Yeah, I understand.
So this is what I would do because I'm a compulsive liar.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would do is I would approach it and act like it happened. I got called out. You're going to say, oh my God, some random person DM'd me and they called me out and they were like, you Facetune your picture so much. And I'm like so embarrassed. And then you're going to say to that friend, you're going to be like, I, from now on out, if you guys don't mind, I'm literally going to send you guys like my pictures before
I
post.
Like throw it in a group chat.
Yes. Like, let me send you my pics after I Facetune them to make sure it's not too much.
Yeah.
And then you be like, if you want to too, you can obviously totally send it to me.
That's a good one.
Because this shit is so embarrassing.
That's a good one.
Now I'm like,
right, you kind of scare them and you're like, someone called me out.
So you're going to get called
out. I need need you guys to help me. Right. So then that girl like gets the hint.
And obviously if your pictures aren't as face tuned as hers, maybe she'll get the hint.
Yeah. And honestly, if she doesn't get the hint, you just leave a comment on one of her pictures and you just put Facetune in all caps.
Stop. I would fucking punch you in the head if you did
Facetune.
Should we talk about Biz Nasty really quick while we're on the topic of the
sure.
people?
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Okay. I'm not going to give this too much airtime, but no. If you guys listen to our bonus episode, a lot of people wanted us to do a collaboration with him. We know a lot of the Daddy Gang members did not know who he was, which was totally fine because I know our Barstool, we don't have a Barstool audience. Listen, it was half of our fault. We didn't do our research. We were told this guy was going to come on and basically be like this crazy out there, talk about whatever we basically talk about. And then, you know, mm-hmm. he came on and he didn't really give us much to work with.
I mean, it was
which is no shade to him.
No shade to him, but like
maybe it threw him off that we asked.
All right, so they later went on to like record and they said that we ruined the whole vibe of the interview because we asked him to pull his dick out. And honestly, I don't give a fuck. We did what Call Her Daddy does.
Yeah. If you come on the Call Her Daddy podcast,
yeah.
They were asking to come on. It's not, and they were like, "Oh, didn't they ask you to come on?" No, boys. We did not know this man was in town.
Yeah, he walked in the room, and we were like, "All right, well, take your pants off, let's see your dick." And he didn't like that, so he can go home and cry about it. I don't really care.
Okay, so, I want to talk about Instagram for a minute.
Okay,
because I feel like we always give like some little tips about Instagram for guys specifically, because. I know, guys. It's hard for guys with Instagram. So Snapchat has kind of died, unless you're, like, sending nudes. And Instagram stories are really where it's at. But to be completely honest, I rarely am seeing guys that I follow use stories. And it is a huge mistake, okay? And the MILF Hunter uses them in a pretty brilliant system. Mm-hmm. So everyone loves a good poll. You know how you can do like the poll on the Instagram stories?
Yes, I love a good poll. I answer them every single time.
I don't even care if I like. I don't even know what the question is. I just want to see like what
the percentage.
They're
so fun.
So what he does is, guys, this is going to be a pretty good trick for you guys to get your fuck game up. All right.
Ooh.
So you're going to make a story poll, okay? And you can like throw in some random shit. If you're not like big on Instagram and you're like, wait, this would be way too random for me to poll, you can preface it with like, hey, like me and my boys are trying to settle like an argument. Like I need your guys' help. Females answer this slide. Next one is for guys. And so you put up a poll. It says females only. And you're going to be like, have you ever had a guy that you wanted to be just friends with benefits with, but they wanted more? So the women will say yes or no.
Okay.
And then the next slide will be like, men, have you ever had a girl that you wanted? Whatever, blah, blah. Obviously, he does not give a fuck about the men's answer. He's looking strictly for the women. And basically what he does, this is so fucking crazy. He is really crazy. What he does is, by this poll, he is looking to see which girls said that they wanted to have a friends with benefit situation.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, when people vote, you can see their actual name.
Yeah.
So every single girl that said they wanted a friends with benefit situation, he DMs.
He knows that they're down to fuck.
They're down
for a casual fuck.
Yes. Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
I
he did it again.
I know you would
He's
be.
He's like Batman. Oh, I would answer that poll like so fucking fast.
Dude, I answered yes. And then I text him like, what is that about? And he told me about it. And I'm like, okay, well, you're obviously not trying to fuck me. But like, holy shit, how many girls said yes? And he said, Cooper, the amount of girls that said yes.
Yeah.
I have like 15 conversations right now in my DMs.
And he just slides into the DMs.
Yes, because it's the easiest way to start a conversation. We've said this
say
it again.
Yeah.
DM a girl replying to her story is the best way to DM her. If you have a story that they are interacting with, that gives you the go ahead to message them. Like, he actually is a mastermind.
He is.
So guys, obviously if you're not as comfortable right off the bat making stories like this because you're not as active, ease into it. Post funny memes. The MILF Hunter said every time he posts funny memes or like something with an animal, girls fucking love that shit. Anything that can spark a laugh, an interaction, a conversation, that's literally all it takes to start the DM game.
Yeah.
And if you initiate it on your story and they reach out first, you're fucking in.
You're in.
That's so much easier than having
her vagina.
You are in and around the vagine and the clit and the labia.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Questions
of the week.
I
think we've done that the last
episode.
Dude,
it's literally noon right now. No, it's 2. And okay. we sound fucking drunk. Okay. All right. Questions, go.
All right. My first question. What do we think about guys always asking, did you come yet during sex?
Ooh.
I want to bring this up.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think it can be annoying. And yeah. Then on the flip side, I think it can also be hot because it shows that he actually gives a shit if you come.
Okay. Yes and no. I think there's a different way to ask it. So this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. I think when guys are like, did you come yet? Guys, imagine if we're sucking your dick and we're like, are you going to come yet? There's one way to
press. Are you there yet?
Are you there yet?
What about now?
Here we go.
Now?
Is it coming?
What about now?
Is it ready?
Now.
Ooh, let's do it now. How about now? Come on. Come on. Like, that is so. Okay, so I know girls, first of all, never in your wildest fucking dreams, as much as your jaw hurts, if you are sucking a guy's dick and you look up at him and you're like, are you almost going to come? He's going to shrivel up and his boner is gone.
No, you cannot ask that.
Because it just puts too much pressure.
So you really can't ask a girl that either.
I was going to say, the equivalent is to a girl. We're in this zone when we're trying to come. It's like we need to get to a place of like we're in a different world. And if a guy asks me that, it's like, did you come yet? I'm like, I guess not. I guess we're fucking done. All right, fuck me. But if he's like, I want you to come for me, or like,
even that, I guess, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, Alex, and you made a really good point, it is so hard already. I don't want to say it's hard, but like,
no, it is harder for us.
It is. It's a little bit more difficult, or a lot more difficult to come, and we have to like really, we need like all the stars to align for it to happen. I think any little thing can throw us off.
Absolutely. I think even just like the one thing that may not be annoying is if they say before they like go down on you or something, if they're like, I want to make you come.
Yes.
There we go. That's the way to do it.
That's so what it needs to be.
And then that way the girl knows like, okay, he really is going to try to make me come here so she can get in the zone.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I say that, like, I think that it can be a good idea to say something like that is because I've actually never had this happen. But, like, I've had friends tell me that, like, they hook up with a guy who literally gets on top of them, fucks, comes, and, like, gets off. And they just feel used. And they're like, what the hell?
Sophia, that is one of the most common. I can't believe you've never. Okay, I've had a guy literally, you fuck and then it's like they're done, so we're done.
So like they could. I thought guys thought it was hot to make you come, and that was the whole point.
Hey, we talk about guys can fuck a couch cushion. Guys can fuck a grapefruit. There are some guys that literally don't care about the girl getting off.
They just crawl on top of you, go for it, and they're out.
Yes.
Well, fuck you if you're listening. No, seriously. Get out of my podcast.
Actually, that's not fucking call her daddy style, and fuck you. Yeah. That's a bitch boy for sure. Yeah, no, I...
Don't phrase it as, did you come yet? Just say, I want to make you come.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do this until you come.
Boom.
Ooh,
snap. Okay. This is a story, and I haven't read this to you. I want you to get excited.
Okay.
Because it's weird.
Wow.
And you're weird. Okay. I was married to a woman who lit my sexual desire like no other woman I've encountered in my life. Our future was cut short by her untimely death. I know. Okay. So to my point, 5 years later, I still find myself drawn to her boudoir. How do you say that? Boudoir pictures or her or our videos when I tend to my sexual urges. I sometimes feel like that is taboo. What are your opinions on that? Acceptable, or do I need to purge my laptop and mental spank bank of my dead wife?
Okay, so this guy's jacking off to, like, old memories and, like...
old pictures and videos of
his wife that passed away.
Yes.
Fucking love it.
Genius.
I love that.
Obsessed.
I think that's amazing.
Romance isn't dead, baby. Even if it's dead, it's not dead. Fuck. Is that kind of morbid?
Like, no, take it up a notch. Get a Ouija board in there and fucking fuck her ghost. Bring her back. I love that.
Dude, that is kind of fucking hot.
I think that's awesome. And you know me, I'm like such a sucker for like the afterlife and creepy shit. Yeah. I am down for that guy.
Yeah, I think
Keep it going.
If you're fucking your wife that is deceased and it's doing it for you, keep on going.
Well, you just literally said necrophilia. You said if you're fucking your wife and she's deceased. Maybe don't.
Okay, wait.
Her corpse. Not her corpse, but the memories.
Oh my, this episode today is really weird. Okay, next.
Okay, you guys, here we go. Blocking your ex on social media. This girl was wondering, she said, it seems a little harsh, but in between wanting to know what he is up to and wanting a complete clean break, is it wrong to block your ex? She doesn't want to come off as petty.
Block.
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 He's blocked. We'll never see him again.
Block him. Block him.
Right.
Absolutely.
You guys.
Why are people so awkward about the block? We are trigger finger happy with that shit.
Yes.
We love the block over here.
And I get like you're scared of coming off petty, whatever. You guys are done. So whatever he thinks of you is kind of done.
It is.
You know what I mean?
This is the thing. You have to take care of yourself after a breakup. Guys and girls, if you are uncomfortable, like, oh, shit, is she going to think or is he going to think it's petty? Or, oh, well, we ended it on good terms and I don't want him or her to think that I'm being, you know, like, butthurt. But at the same time, if you are constantly looking at your ex's shit, because it's hard not just go and quickly look what they're up to, you are going to end up in this cycle where you keep looking so you can't forget.
That really is, like, one of the worst feelings out there.
Oh, my God,
like
yeah.
You're going through a breakup, and then you're looking at his stuff, and you're seeing other girls.
Nope.
It, like,
same thing with
breaks
guys.
Your heart.
Absolutely.
And,
so,
yeah, same things with guys. So for your mental stability, just block.
And you know what? You can eventually unblock. I know one of my exes, we blocked each other for, like, the first couple months of our breakup, and then we ended up unblocking each other, and now, like, we could see each other if we needed to, but we don't see each other. So it's like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just give yourself time.
Yeah.
And if they have a problem with it, fuck off. You're already broken up. So who cares?
And he's blocked, so he won't even know.
Exactly. Okay. So next one is, all right, I decided to take the advice of the podcast and send my man a surprise nude. Beautiful. Love that. We've been together for 3 years, and it's something I've never done before. And he mentioned it several times that he wanted to. So I took your advice, and I sent a nude, and I hit send. He took 10 minutes to respond after opening it with the reply of thank you. He deadass replied to my nude with a thank you, like I had just held a door open for him or something. Is he not appreciative of it, or did I just send a really bad nude not worthy of a better reply? And if so, how do I amp up? No, no, no. I can't even read the rest of this.
I don't
care if you sent the worst nude in America. You have been dating for 3 years and you sent him your first nude and he said thank you. Okay, thank you next. Fuck off.
I like that.
Ooh, little Ariana Grande.
Anytime I am going to send a nude, I already am expecting that you're going to grovel at my feet for the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
If I got a thank you, Alex, I think that I would block. Literally.
Yes. Kill him first and then block.
No, I don't get it. And I don't know if it necessarily means that the guy's not into you. I don't think that's the case all the time. It can be.
Yeah, sometimes guys are just clueless.
But sometimes, and then sometimes guys are like a little bit weird about like showing how they really feel.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do have emotional issues. No, listen, girl, if anything, I would do not feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Do not think that is your last nude. You get back on the horse. You giddy up. You send him another one.
No. Oh, I was going to say you send a nude to another guy.
Oh, okay.
After
well,
that.
Well, they've been dating for 3 years.
Well, I don't care. He fucked up.
So now you're going to post that on Instagram and wait for someone to
come. So what you're going to do is you're going to send that nude to someone else and see their response and then screenshot it
and send it to your boyfriend
so he knows how to respond moving forward.
No, but seriously, if I were you, I would get back on the horse. I would take another one. I would send it to him. If he gives you not as good a response and he does another thing type shit, you say, that is the last nude I will be sending you, and I will be sending you another one.
Yeah.
When you get your act together and you can think of a better fucking response. Yeah. And oh, by the way, you're going to be fucking your hand for the next month. Goodbye.
Totally. And you know what, guys? If you're kind of like, oh, well, I just like feel awkward and I don't know really what to say back. It's so easy. You say, that's so fucking hot.
Yeah. Like, I can't wait to fuck you later.
I'm hard.
Oh my God.
That made me hard.
Right.
Or all you have to put is a fuck. I've had guys literally just write fuck back.
Boom.
And I'm like,
He likes that shit. So, girlfriend, don't feel bad. Fuck that man. Okay, I want to end on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote in and said, I love how free-spirited you guys are and just how you openly talk about sex. And it just sounds like you guys can go and have drinks over it and trade battle stories. Battle stories, I love that. My friends are extremely private when it comes to their sex lives. And I wish we could exchange stories like you guys. How do you get comfortable talking about sexual shit with your friends? I want to be able to just talk with them and have sexual advice from each other. What are your tips of breaking the ice? Our podcast, actually.
Yeah, like, that's a huge icebreaker.
Use Call Her Daddy and be like, let's have a girls' night. Let's drink wine and play our podcast. And with that, have an opportunity to just start talking about topics that we talk about and kind of break the ice.
Right.
Because I know some girls are like, well, fuck, my friends are going to think I'm being slutty. Use us. No. Use us as the slutty ones and be like, oh my God, they sound like they have so much fun. And like, blah, blah, blah. And then boom.
And like we've said in past episodes, the friends that don't want to talk about it are the closet sluts.
Yes. They're getting down.
Right. They're getting the train ran on them. So I've said it once and I'll say it again.
The train. So just, use our podcast. Guys, honestly, blame everything on us. That's what we've said in the past. Blame us and you should be good. Also, the Facebook page. Let's talk about that.
Okay, you guys, we created a Facebook page and to like keep trolls and people out that like have no idea what Call Her Daddy is and don't know about the Daddy Gang, we're just going to have a question set up. It's super, if you like listen to the podcast, you can answer easily. Then you'll be led into the Facebook group. And this is a place, you guys, that is going to be completely judgment free.
Yeah, in like the most daddy way. So Facebook groups will basically give the entire daddy gang an opportunity to talk because we know we can't answer all of your questions all the time. So this will basically be a forum. If you have any questions or you have a funny story, you're going to go right into the Facebook group. People will be able to comment. And again, just so you know, fuck the whole anonymous thing. Yeah. When you come into the Daddy Gang Facebook group, there is no shade. We're not going to have people fucking trolling. No. They'll be kicked out.
Right. In fact, like, we're going to go through and delete any hate that is on there. Yeah. We want you guys to feel like you can talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Like, ask any questions you have. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Talk about your fucking sex life. We're about that DP the other weekend.
Right. Absolutely.
So we'll put the Facebook group on our Instagram. If you guys don't follow us on Instagram, it's just Call Her Daddy.
Ooh,
hootie hoo. That's the end of the episode.
Yes.
Daddy Gang, every Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we listen to Call Her Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And every Wednesday.
Every single goddamn Wednesday. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys have a second, just if you could leave us a review on iTunes and give us preferably a 5-star rating, a fat 5-star. It really does help the podcast so much. We love you guys.
And you guys look for that Facebook group because we're about to turn up. I'm so sorry I just said that, but we're going to have fun.
Turn the fuck up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, Daddy Gang. We'll